This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, you are on 101.9 Hive M, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, comrades finisher, and newly turned 42-year-old, Yolandi Becker. That is me. Yes, it's my first show that I'm doing since I've run the comrades. So I would encourage that you send me a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. To thank or congratulate me that I have a comrades medal. I know it sounds very full of myself and very, but I'm on a super still comrades high, on a super birthday high. Still, Monday was my birthday. So whichever way you want to go, I would appreciate a WhatsApp message and you to celebrate this with me. I can honestly tell you that before COVID, if you told me I was going to run the comrades, I would have told you, you are a crazy person. I hated running. I laughed at people running. If someone was running in the afternoon, I was like, why? Do you have nothing better to do? Get a car. I was one of those people. Now I can tell you that if I have the opportunity every single year, I will be doing comrades. It is a miraculous event. And if you are able to do it, I would encourage you to do it. It is, even if you're not a runner now, I can tell you can do it. If you train, you have to train for it. Please do not just pitch up. It is really far. But it is such a wonderful thing to be part of. Even just thinking about it brings tears to my eyes, because it is just wonderful to see the potential of humans, not just from the fact that people can run really freaking far, the fact that so many people pitch up thinking that they can do it. It is the beauty of humankind is comrades. It is something beautiful and special to experience. And again, I will tell you, if you are keen for a challenge, this is it. It is one of the coolest things that you would ever do. I had the best time, not running wise. It took me 11 hours and 25 minutes, but the best experience ever. So yes, that's it for that. Let me stop talking about it because I would talk the whole show about it. But yes, please do send me a WhatsApp. I would love to hear from you. But for many families, if we're talking about my show today, for many families, nannies play a central role. And I know lots of people, even in my running club, it wouldn't be possible in their lives with small children to do things, certain things, if they didn't have. Also, if for most families, both families, parents have to work these days, it's very difficult to have a one income family at this point. It's too expensive if you're living in Gauteng. But so nannies are a very essential part of lots of our lives. They provide care and they provide comfort, consistency, while parents are at work and managing their demands. But there is, I've heard some horrible stories about nannies and childcare and things like that. And there is obviously there's one part of just taking care of a baby, you know, keeping them alive. That's relatively, I guess, easy. But I mean, if they are such an integral part of your child's life, you would want them to be also supporting your child's development and growth. And that's what we are talking about today. Nurturing with more than just care, and how nannies can actually support early childhood development. And helping me talk about this wonderful topic and joining me today is Judy Levy. I said it right. Hi, Judy, how are you?
Yes, really, really excited to be on this, on the Chai FM, and another congratulations, Yolandi, because I think that's a huge accomplishment, and well done to you. So I'm very excited to share what I have and my experience, and thank you for letting me be on your show.
Yes, so Judy is an educator and she's also owner of Nanny and Me. So she has vast experience in this topic that we can talk about, especially in our early childhood development, and is obviously passionate about helping caregivers create an enriching experience. When we talk, though, Judy, like care versus, and that's what I said earlier, there is a difference between just keeping someone alive. And
Definitely.
actually nurturing their development. When we talk about care versus
Definitely.
development, what's the difference and why is it important for parents to understand the difference?
Yes, that's a very good question. So, care is really about meeting your child's immediate needs. You're keeping them safe, fed, clean, rested, and loved. But the development is about helping a child build the skills they need for life, the language they use, the thinking skills, the way that we teach them to move, the confidence we build, the social skills, and also the most important is the emotional security. So, an important thing for parents to really understand is that a child can be well cared for and still miss opportunities for development. The early years are when the brain is developing the fastest. And that is a time that's so important for everyday interactions, the way that you play with them, the relationships that they build. These help shape the architecture of the brain. So the question isn't only about, is my child safe? It's also, what opportunities are they getting to learn, to explore, to connect, and to grow?
I mean, that's like, I mean, it's beautiful in the end of the day. And I think as a parent, for me, we all want the best for our children. And we want to take care. And I mean, a lot of the smaller things in the beginning is about keeping them alive. Even as a parent, there's lots of things that you have to do, obviously, to help them. But there is so many opportunities to do so much more and love and those type of things. And really, your being there is, it takes, and I mean, I'm now talking now here about like a nanny, and we're going to talk about how we can help the nannies with regards to
Yes.
that. But I'm now talking from a parent's perspective as well, is that even if you're there, sometimes even being physically with your child, you're not physically necessary. You're physically present, but you're not mentally present. And that you yourself could miss out in certain opportunities if you're not there. And I mean, it's overwhelming in the beginning being a parent. But luckily, life is not meant to be done alone. And luckily, we have the opportunity to have nannies and things like that that can be part of our children's lives. And I really feel like I can't imagine that there is a nanny out there that wouldn't want the opportunity to bond with a baby and to help them grow and develop. I can't imagine that that is even a thing, because I think, but sometimes they don't necessarily have the skills, or they don't know what they're allowed to do. I don't know. There's lots of things like this as well to properly think about when we're having this conversation.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, you are on 101.9 High FM. And yes, this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. Today, we're talking about the role that your nanny can have in your child's growth and development, where it becomes more, we're wanting to elevate it. It shouldn't just be about caring for them. We want to help you also realize that it is an important thing. As always, though, I do want you to be part of the conversation. So if you have any questions or comments that you have, I mean, I want to say horror stories, but please, I actually don't really feel like hearing the horror story. You can WhatsApp us on 061 895-1019. We would love to hear your questions on this topic or your comments on this topic, and also your congratulations to me would also be nice. I would really appreciate it, even though I did get quite a lot, so I shouldn't be too full of myself here. But if you've missed this show or any show thus far, please remember it is available as a podcast for you to go listen to on chaifm.com. If you haven't downloaded the app yet, please do so. It's easy to go also access our WhatsApp line, everything, and to listen to chaifm wherever you are. So please go and do that. That's the easiest way to interact with us and to listen to us. My guest today is educator and owner of Joburg North Nanny and Me, Judy Levy. And we are, like I said, talking about how we can help our nannies also become more than just caregivers. And like I said earlier now, is that I also sometimes think, I mean, parenting is so overwhelming already. Just, I mean, thinking yourself of all those things that need to happen. I think sometimes it's also about that we don't realize as a parent that it's necessarily something that is necessary. You know, many parents just feel relieved that their child is safe and fed and happy. Why should parents also be thinking about these developmental opportunities during the day, Judy?
Because if these everyday hours are really, really important. And I think most working parents, when they're going back to work, there's a lot of guilt involved because they're going to spend many hours apart from their children during the week. And those hours can be passive time, or they can be simply where a child's being looked after, or you can view it as an opportunity to allow the child to grow and develop. Research has actually shown us that through relationships and the conversations that we have, the way we allow them to move, play, and explore, they don't need expensive toys or a formal lesson that you have to sit down and teach them. They need somebody who's engaged with them, who knows how to turn those everyday moments into learning opportunities. Parents often say, "I just don't want my child thriving when I'm not there. I want to know that they're thriving." And that's exactly where a nanny comes in and why the development opportunities are there for us to learn.
I mean, I now that you've mentioning it also, the guilt that comes with parents going, and I mean, I think guilt, parent guilt, I could have a whole conversation. I think I've even had a show about parenting guilt, to be honest. But I mean, wouldn't that also be a little bit nerve-wracking for parents? I mean, now you're saying they're bonding and they're thriving with the nanny.
Yes.
Maybe that's exactly what parents are afraid to do, is that they don't want their child to be bonding with the nanny. They want them to be bonding with themselves.
I can
And
answer that,
yes.
Yolandi, is that I think for me, I was also a working mom as well. It's not about how many hours you're apart. It's that when you are with your child or your toddler, what are you actually doing in that time? Are you just doing allowing them to play on a tablet, or are you actually engaging them and learning with them and reading to them and playing with them and exploring language? I don't think that the time that you're apart should be felt as a guilt. I think you've got to make up your mind, as you said, that most parents today have to work. It's not an option. So you have to make up, it's a mindset that when you are with your toddler, whether it's bathing them, whether it's bedtime, whether it's reading to them, are you actually engaging with them or are you distracted? So for me,
Yeah.
it's about spending quality time with your child at that stage.
No. And I love that's important. Keep that in mind. It's not about the quantity of time, it's about the
The
quality
quality.
of the time that you're spending with your child. But back to nannies now again. What are some simple ways that nannies can support a child's development through like activities and routines
Yeah.
during the day?
So if I can share, our program is very structured. It's got different blocks, and each block, the nanny comes to the lesson. It's started by Laura Schoonfield, who's an OT. So there's a lot of understanding of what's important and how to stimulate the babies through learning and growing. So obviously we interact with them, the language that we use, the activities that we play, the sensory activities that we do, the music that we do. It's a lot of repetition, and the nannies are actually learning and playing with the children at the same time. And when they leave me, they go away with a little booklet, which is their home fun. So they are constantly learning and growing. And the feedback I've had from the nannies is that they're learning so much about simple things that they can do at home. You don't have to go and buy expensive toys. Everything you've got in your kitchen now, in your home, are ways for the nannies to learn and to engage and to allow the toddlers and the babies to grow.
And that's, I think also, again, this show is not about creating guilt or adding to guilt or anything. It's really about like empowering all of us with knowledge. Okay. And I think, and again, from the parents' perspective, realizing what the opportunity is for the nanny to be able to help your baby thrive, not just be alive. But also for the nannies and for parents to be clear to the nannies what the opportunities are that they have to do. Because sometimes I think they are also a little bit afraid, maybe, because they don't want to overstep their welcome and do certain things, because they don't want to take the role of the mom and those type of things. But there can be a lot of missed opportunities, as Judy's mentioned, if you don't allow these things. And they are in a very unique opportunity to do this and to help your child during the day. But how does play really contribute to a child's development? And what role can the nanny then play in encouraging this meaningful play?
So I think what's really important, and you touched on something that I'd like to also say, is that the
Yes.
nanny and the mom are a team. And the way that you communicate with your nanny is so important. It shouldn't be a separate entity, because I feel like if you're going to entrust your nanny to look after your baby or your toddler, there has to be open communication. There has to be discussion about the things. So for me, what's really important is play. And play is something that starts at a very, very young age. Obviously, every child is different, and that's why the training is so important. The different activities. We also have activities for babies that are obviously only around safe play for babies. And we are always mindful with the nannies that whatever we're just doing together, we also make them aware that there has to be. They have to watch the children. They can't allow things lying around that will go in the mouth or a choking hazard. So I think that the activities we use are all about building their senses and the way that we speak and the language that we use and the thinking skills and the creativity and the regulation of how we teach them to problem solve and physical coordination. And it's quite amazing to see that a lot of the nannies haven't had access to this kind of language. So we're basically teaching them that the language that we're using with them, whether we're counting in everyday things, we're putting on their socks, where are your toes, we're talking about parts of the body, we're using the senses, what do we use? They're learning so many valuable lessons in these Nanny and Me classes. And the feedback from them is saying, wow, I didn't know that we could do that. And they go away with different eyes of how they can stimulate the toddlers and the babies at home. So for me, it's not about play isn't just about learning, isn't a break from learning. It's actually play is learning. And the best way is to learn with what you've got at home, asking questions, using the blocks, when you're bathing. Talk about the vocab. Feel the water. What does it feel like? Is it hot? Is it cold? Look at your toys. Is this hard? Is this soft? Is this rough? Is it smooth? So we're basically modeling the language that we want the nannies to use at home. And I think that's a very important part of the meaningful play.
Oh, I also, for me, just again, reiterating the fact, life is not meant to be done alone. And Judy very clearly stated as well that in the end, you're a team. It's not the nanny's doing this and you're not doing this. It's not you're doing it and the nanny's not doing that. It's not that dad's doing something and you're not doing it. It's a team operation. And honestly, I've never had a nanny, so I can't really give my own 2 cents worth. But just from my own experience with me and my husband, I remember in the beginning, for me, I mean, I did most of the stuff, the changing, the feeding, and all that stuff. Most moms do in that newborn phase. You are better at changing a nappy because you're doing it significantly more than your husband. Most of the time, it's not always the case. But just because they are doing something in a different way doesn't mean it's the wrong way. And you do actually want to expose your child to different experiences and different people and different ways of looking at things. So it's also an opportunity to increase your team and to have these different inputs in your child's life. I think that also in itself adds to your child's development and growth. If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM. This is Bump and Beyond, and we're talking about how we can help your nanny, make your child thrive instead of just keeping them alive. And helping me talk about this is Judy Levy. She's an educator, and she's also owner of Joburg North Nanny and Me. So she's an expert in helping, and she literally does this all the time, helping nannies, do more than just take care of our baby. So it's a really wonderful thing. And I think, again, just reminding us as parents that there are these opportunities and these lines of communication that needs to be there. But like Judy, in your experience, I mean, there's lots of like misconceptions I feel that parents have about like early childhood development, but also about nanny care. What do you feel are some of those common misconceptions that parents have?
Okay, that's quite an interesting one, and it's something that I've come into firsthand experiences dealing with the nannies. Don't assume that your nanny has actually played with the toys you have in your home. Many nannies have never had an opportunity to play with Play-Doh, to play with paint and crayons and puzzles. And one of the lessons that we do is we're looking at the little muscles that we're dealing with, and we show them how the babies develop from just putting little fingers and everything going in the mouth. And I had an experience the other day where I allowed the babies between a year their first touch with crayons. And it was so interesting to see the nannies that said, wow, can they actually use crayons? And we do Play-Doh. It's so interesting to watch that the nannies then ask, can I have the recipe for Play-Doh? So they want to follow through. And you don't need expensive toys really to allow the children to learn. It's so many misconceptions that stimulation is what you're doing at home to keep the babies and the toddlers busy. In reality, development actually happens through the relationship that you're building with the little ones. The conversations, the things that you're playing with, you know, we do allow them to have messy play. And I think a lot of moms are nervous with messy play, with water and paint, but that's the only way that the children learn. And if the nannies are aware that you're doing it with them in the class, they're absolutely amazed to discover how the babies thrive. One of the incidents I can tell you is that we used sensory play with the babies, and we used Maltabella porridge as pigs in the farm. And it was
Yes.
so interesting to watch the nannies, how they watched these little ones. The hands went into the Maltabella, and it was okay for them to eat because we'd already warned the moms, listen, there is going to be a bit of eating. Are they allergic? And they said, no, that's fine. But it was so interesting to see that the nannies weren't aware that that kind of interaction, sensing, using your senses at home, is so valuable in the play and the learning. So that's why they're getting ideas of what they can do at home and the development opportunities that they can have at home to educate and stimulate the little ones.
Yeah, and again, just about opening those lines of communication so that your nanny is actually aware of the things that they can do. Because I can't imagine that there is someone who willingly wants to look after a baby and get paid for it that doesn't want to make it nice for all of them. Because I think it also adds to the experience for the nanny as well as for the baby and for the mom, of course, if everyone is working towards the same thing. And I think that's, like I said, I think that sometimes it's just a missed opportunity that we didn't even realize. Like I said, nannies didn't realize this, and parents didn't realize that there are these opportunities. But again, I've heard some stories about nannies. I've heard some Yeah, and again, I'm not even going to necessarily share any of these things because I don't want to scare anyone. But in the reality is that you are having someone take care of your most prized possession, yeah.
Trust.
And you need to take care when you're doing it. Luckily, there's quite a lot of great services out there as well that can help you do with the vetting and all those type of things. But what are like Judy, some of the skills and qualities parents should be looking for when they're hiring a nanny. And if they want someone to who's going to be supporting and not just taking care in the end of the day.
Yeah. I think what's important is a nanny doesn't have to come with qualifications. I think you have to look at the nanny and look at the safety and discuss the reliability and the warmth and the love that she's going to give to your child is essential. Parents also need to look for something in a nanny who enjoys playing with children, that she actually likes being around children, and she's curious to learn and to want to learn and to grow. And how does she communicate? Does she communicate well with the children? And also notice that she needs to notice what are the child's interests and be able to respond and stimulate them in the interests that they love. Is she a person that's patient and emotionally responsive? Does she also understand that everyday moments are learning opportunities? So I think for me, it's choosing a nanny is somebody who's going to be engaged, who's coachable, and generally interested in helping children grow. And I can just say that one of the books that I'm very blessed to be given is a book by Lara Schoonfield, who's it's called The Nanny Solution. And I think it's a guilt-free guide to ensuring exceptional childcare when the mom goes back to work. And I think it's given me so many valuable information in how the nannies and the mom, as we said again, it's about working as a team. And but I think very importantly is that you need to have communication and not be scared to discuss certain things that you know are going to be on your mind when you're at work. Just be open and honest.
And I think that's it. Like, I think you, for me, hit the nail on the head. First of all, it needs to be someone who's going to be caring and wonderful. But also in the same breath, someone who is able to communicate in a proper way with you and to listen to what you have to say as well. If you want.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, if you've just joined me, where have you been? This is 101.9 High FM, Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And we've been talking to Judy Levy, educator and owner of Joburg North Nanny and Me, about how you can help your nanny be great at nurturing your child's development, not just taking care, but nurturing your child's development. It's been a great talk, and you've missed most of it, unfortunately. Luckily for you, this show and all of my shows are available as a podcast for you to go listen to, and you can access them either through the app or through highfm.com. There's a whole library of topics that I've covered. I'm actually quite proud of the library that we've created. So if there's anything that you're wondering about, like where you are in your child's development and growth and age, you can literally go search and I can tell you can find it. If you can't find it, then you should send me a DM on Instagram, or you should email info@highfm.com and say, Yulandi, please can you cover this topic? And I will get an expert to come and talk to me about it. So don't be afraid. I am ready. You can also, if you are an expert, you can also message me and I will interview you if I feel that it's appropriate. I probably will because I really like talking to people. But yeah, please do so. I would love, especially if you're in our community. I would love, love, love to hear from you. Judy, I think, unfortunately, the world that we live in, technology is all around us. And that is something I've heard. That's one of those horror stories I've talked about. Is that in the end, the child is just sitting in front of the TV the whole time in a walking ring, and the nanny is cleaning the house. With so much technology around us, what is your view on screen time and nanny care? And I guess what alternatives should you be recommending?
Thank you for that. I'm very passionate about this, and also being a granny of four grandchildren, I'm very aware, and I never ever use devices around my grandchildren, because for babies and young toddlers, the real life experiences will always be more valuable than screens. The American Pediatric Society says no screens before 2 years old. It's very easy to stick your child in front of a screen, but they actually learn best through the interaction with people, the movement that we do with them, whether it's music and listening to music and reading stories, the conversations, and more about hands-on, being hands-on and exploring. Instead of screens, we can read books, we can go outside on a treasure hunt, we can go and explore nature, we can use music and movement, put on music, let them dance. We have a little band where we take out the instruments and everybody plays different instruments. We use sensory activities, water, we use things like rice. They play with the rice, they make little things with. We bake together, we use art and creativity, we use building and construction toys, and we also use pretend play. So screens don't interact, and I think that's where parents need to understand. It's very passive. It doesn't respond to you. A screen can't talk back to you. And babies really need that experience that actively builds their brain, which is actually built through human interaction, not through a screen.
Judy, it has been absolutely wonderful to have you on the show. Before you go, I would just like you to share, where can people find you? Where can they send their nannies?
Okay, so we're currently operating in Glenhazel, Fairmount, and in Waverley. We're running groups. You can find me on the Nanny and Me website. You can contact me on my cell, 082-667-7064. And there's valuable information on the Nanny and Me Instagram pages. Lara, who's an OT, runs the most incredible free workshops for moms. So if you really want to learn and grow and you want your nanny to be involved in something amazing, what I didn't say is that after every block, which is 6 weeks, the nannies receive a certificate. And one of the nannies said to me, "You know, this is so amazing for me because one day when I want to find another opportunity or a job, the parent that interviews me can see that I've invested in wanting to learn and to grow and be a better nanny." So it's actually empowering them with skills that they're going to have for life. And I think that's what I'm really enjoying, is seeing the benefit that the nannies share with me after each session. So
Great.
thank you for this
Judy,
amazing opportunity.
yes, Judy, you can feel and hear the passion in what you're doing. And thank you so much for joining your ins or for joining me today and for sharing your insights. I really, really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank
Bye.
you. Bye.
On that note, joining me as always on a weekly basis is Lizelle Fourie, who's the regional clinic manager for Dis-Chem. Hi, Lizelle, how are you?
Hi, Yolandi. Great. And you?
Just fine. So you're obviously a working mom. Do you have a
Yes.
nanny, Lizelle, or who takes care of your children?
I'm very lucky. I have incredible parents that take care of her, and did since she was born. So I think that helps a lot.
Yes, I mean, and that's also, I'm literally asking that because I'm always interested. I also myself never had a nanny. I had the privilege to be able to stay with my kids when they were really young, to be able to stay at home. And then also the nature of my job has always enabled me to be at home and to work, which is lucky. I am in a
Yes.
very, very privileged decision place. I do know that. But and to this day, actually. So, I mean, that's also lucky when you do have great parents. I think my mom would have also liked to do that, I have to say. I don't know if I would have liked it. No offense to my mom. I just think that they would have been eating too much sugar all the time. My mom is a grandma, not a caretaker. Lizelle, though, I mean, Dis-Chem Baby City has lots of opportunities and toys and things available that nannies obviously and any caregiver can use. I'm right?
Yes, definitely. And I think that's so important. You underestimate things so much, and you don't have to buy the most expensive toys. Like she just said, you know, if you just buy something, for instance, you get those little, my daughter's into that a lot now, these little fruit and vegetables, because she want to play grocery store. And that's so so good for them to do that pretend play. It's so cheap to buy something like that and just let them play with that. Last night she made cookies. It's such easy ways to interact with them. And you get a lot of those things at Baby City and Dis-Chem. And the nurses are also great with that to help you decide not to buy the most expensive thing, maybe, but just something that can really help you with that interactive play with them.
No, I mean, again, life is not meant to be done alone. I mean, nannies are great, grandparents are great, creches are great. There's so many opportunities, luckily, in this day and age that we are able to access. And one of those things, as I always said, is the clinic nurses at Dis-Chem.
Definitely.
They really add, like what Judy said, to that team that you are creating. That is helping you raise your child. So, Lizelle, again, thank you so much for you guys for helping
Oh,
be
Shime.
better parents. I
It's
really
just a
appreciate
pleasure.
it. On that note, I'll speak to you again next week, Lizelle.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great
Thanks for
week.
joining.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you've missed my show. It is basically over. But don't despair. This show and all of my shows are available on highfm.com for you to go listen to. Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker, is a privilege for me to be able to do every day. And I appreciate the fact that you took the time to listen to me today and every week. Because parenting, again, is not meant to be done alone, or life is not meant to be done alone, but parenting especially not. And we are really in such a privileged position to be part of this community that adds to not only us as people, but also adds to how we raise our children. One of the key messages for me taken from our conversation is that while keeping our children safe and loved and cared for is incredibly important, there's also countless opportunities throughout the day that we can nurture their development through play and interaction, communication, and connection. For parents, this conversation is like a wonderful reminder that development doesn't only happen in a classroom, or when we're present. It happens during everyday moments, like Judy mentioned, like those moments where you or your nanny, literally with the baby, just mentioning them to them, here's your feet, look at this toy, look at the couch, it's green, it's rough, it's all those things. It happens during those everyday moments, and caregivers who spend time with your child can have a meaningful impact on their learning and growth. And this is also when you're choosing that caregiver, an important thing to keep in mind is that they do spend a lot of time, and it's not just about keeping them alive. They have this beautiful opportunity to actually, help create, and grow your child. For everyone listening, thank you so much for joining me today. If this conversation resonated with you, please share it with other people and other caregivers as well. Please, that would be great. And please remember, keep what resonates with you, leave what doesn't. And as always, the best example we can give our children is the example of kindness. So let's go out there and be kind. Until next week, bye.